The year after the 1967 Detroit riots, sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee went on strike. They were demanding better pay and safer working conditions after two black workers were crushed to death by a malfunctioning truck.
We were paying for equal payment and equal rights from the sanitation department.
That is Elmore Nickelberry. He's one of the 14 surviving workers who went on strike in February of 68. He still works for the Memphis Sanitation Department today. And this month, he got a nice surprise from the city of Memphis, an unexpected windfall of $70,000.
It shocked me. It really did shock me because they said it was going to get us a long time ago, and we didn't ever did get it.
Let's go back in Elmore Nickelberry's history a bit to explain.
I've been working here since before the strike. I've been with the sanitation department for 63 years.
The Memphis sanitation strike was a key moment in the civil rights movement. The workforce was made up of about 1,300 black men, and during the two-month strike, workers encountered police brutality and threats from city officials. On April 3rd, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. traveled to Memphis to talk to the striking workers. That speech is now famously known as the Mountaintop Speech.
We've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point in Memphis. We've got to see it through.
The next evening, Dr. King was assassinated.
I was on my way down to Cleveland Temple when I was on my way down, and they said Dr. Martin Luther King just had got shot. So I turned around and come on back home. I was shocked to hear that. Because he was one of the greatest men I ever known.
Despite Dr. King's death, the strike was eventually a success, and things changed for the Memphis Sanitation Department. Workers were given a city pension, but oddly enough, not the workers who actually did the striking. Those surviving 14 strikers are not on the city's pension plan. To this point, they've had to rely on Social Security. So the city of Memphis has just announced it's giving grants to the men who went on strike back in 1968, $70,000 apiece.
I was glad to get it because I reserved that.
Elmore Nickelberry didn't quite say he was ready to retire off of the $70,000, but he does have some plans for it.
I can get some of the bills paid and go on a trip, me and my wife, and put on my vamoose and get on a beach and play in the sand.